Jason Selking, who's the regional general manager with Consolidated Grain and Barge, says the issue hasn't been along the Ohio River system.
The lower Mississippi River is where we saw issues. While we have the locks and dams on the Ohio River, south of the Ohio on the lower Mississippi River, they lack those. So they do not benefit from the same management of river levels and have more issues or are prone to more issues with low water events than what we are on the Ohio.
Because of those issues, it's created a ripple effect for grain freight.
Those issues caused smaller size tows from maybe 42 barge tows down to as small as 25, which further restricts the speed and the velocity that grain can move along the inland river system on its way to export, which further compounds things for our American farmer, as that causes a slowdown in inability to take grain for export from them as they are in their middle of their harvest, as it was the last 2 years.
And that reduced capacity has caused price fluctuations for grain and other ag products. So what message does Selking have for farmers?
Well, I would certainly suggest that farmers take the opportunity, while we have good river levels, while we are not pricing in extremely high barge freight levels as a result of low water because they're not here today, if they find those opportunities, I would recommend them to take opportunity to price ahead their grain in times where they would believe are advantageous to them.
He adds that your lawmakers on Capitol Hill should be made aware of those issues with the Mississippi River system because of the negative impacts that have been felt back home.
We need to continue to, as agriculture as a whole, need to be advocates of ourselves. And as large users of the Inland River system, we should be advocating for policy that would be advantageous to the grain flow as it would be to the export Gulf.
You can hear my full interview with Jason Selking with Consolidated Grain and Barge at MichiganAgToday.com.